Blog Talk Radio.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Everything's good. Everything going good with you? Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can. You broke up for a few seconds, but I can hear you now, I believe.
Okay. All right. Hi, everyone. This is Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest interview today is with Raven Simone Farrell. She's a rising actress on the rise here. She's been in some big roles, including Greenleaf and Star. Greenleaf, for those of you who don't know, it's Miss Oprah Winfrey's show, Greenleaf television show, her own network. And this young lady has been a part of that. And also Star with Queen Latifah. So the lady, let me give her a name once again, Raven Simone Farrell. How are you doing?
Great, I'm doing great. Just, you know, getting ready for this film. How about you?
I'm doing great. So you've really landed a really big role because you're portraying Tupac Shakur's sister. And if I pronounce her name wrong, please correct me. Sakiwa Shakur?
It's actually Setua Shakur. Setua. I know it's spelled weird, but yeah, but it's pronounced Setua, like pronounced like with a T instead of a K.
All right. Okay. So, what does it feel like being a young actress on the rise? I mean, were you prepared for this? Did you expect this?
Well, it's one of those things to where, you know, I knew what my goal was, and I've been working hard to get to this moment, and it's one of those things where, you know, you no matter what you do, as long as you put in 100%, you know, dedication, you're going to get back in return what you deserve. And even though, like, I kind of felt like, you know, I knew that it was going to happen because I wasn't going to stop until it happened, it's just still so super surreal that it's finally happening.
Okay. All right. So, tell me if I'm correct. Did you land your first role at 17?
I believe I was 17, yeah. I was 17.
Okay. Fine. It was theater. Okay. So now back to the film. This a really huge film by Tupac Shakur. You're portraying the role of his sister. Okay, so
yes,
how do you feel about the the woman that you're portraying in the character. Are there any similarities in the character?
Yes. I do feel like me and Tetra are one and the same person. She's very quiet, but yet she's like, you know, she has a big personality. She, you know, always was that person to keep people laughing. And as far as just like, you know, the things that she went through and like just her dependency on her siblings, well, her sibling, Tupac, but it was kind of the same way with me. You know, I was in a single parent mom house of six. So when I'm growing up, it was like, you know, I had to create stronger bonds with my siblings and my mom because, you know, she was out working all the time. But I feel like I would say I'm quiet until I get to know people and everything, and then that's when my personality comes out. And I like, I enjoy making people laugh as well. So there's a lot of similarities between us, and I feel like that's what made me be able to connect to her role so naturally because it was like I was kind of being myself in a way.
Okay, that's great. So I've been told that you're having a lot of auditions lately.
Yeah, I've been getting more and more opportunities. Yes. Yeah, it's a blessing.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, are you attending college or university?
Yes, I'm actually a senior at Kennesaw State University. I major in mass media communication, so this is my last year. So hopefully it goes by with a breeze, and you know, I'm finally going to be finished.
Okay. All right. So you're from Cincinnati, Ohio, which is right in Atlanta. I guess that's because of the college. Am I right? The university there?
The university is in Atlanta. Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually in Cincinnati right now. I came to visit for my siblings' graduation. But, yeah, I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and then I moved to Atlanta
okay.
a few years ago.
Right. So the film for the deceased Tupac Shakur is called All Eyes on Me. It's directed. The director is Benny Boone. I believe your film that you are in, All Eyes on Me, it's due to come out in the theater. It's on June 16th, which is Tupac's birthday. How do you feel about all of that? The release date and all, are you excited? Or
yeah, what? I feel like they chose the perfect moment. I knew that there was like rumor like release dates since we have filmed, and I feel like since Tupac's birthday fell on a Friday, they chose the perfect time because obviously the day is legendary in itself, and I feel like we can all make it even more legendary together when it comes to this film. And it's going to be a lot of things that people people don't know about Tupac, because like everyone knows about, you know, his art, everybody knows about his music and his acting and his poetry and everything like that, but they don't really know who Tupac was. And I feel like with this film, everybody's going to come out and just like me, before I shot this film, I love Tupac, but I love Tupac because of his music and everything. But I feel like once I finished shooting, I became a fan of Tupac, of who he was. And I believe, and I have a strong feeling that everybody is going to feel the same way. They're going to become a fan of Tupac, of who he was.
So the other actor in his role, he is portraying Tupac Shakur. His name is Demetrius Shipp Jr. And the movie, once again, All Eyes on Me, the director is Benny Boone. So what is it like working with Demetrius Shipp Jr.? Because he looks a whole lot like Tupac. A whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, Meech is he's a really cool person. As far as like him being Tupac, he's like, feel like even when you talk to him today, like just in a regular conversation, I feel like Tupac is in him now. It's certain like tones in his voice and certain like things that matches Tupac's demeanor that you can tell that is in him. And honestly, I feel like as an actor, yeah, your job is to bring, you know, to life the writer's vision and the creator's vision, but it is also to bring out those skills in your co-stars and the people that you're working with so that it can allow them to be better actors as well. And Demetrius did a very, very good job of that. It's like when you, and I can say this, you know, not just about me, but just about everybody. Like, I feel like when we worked with him, it was okay, we're actually talking to Tupac, and it's actually, so it made everything feel more real and allow us to feel more natural in the things that we were saying, the things that we were doing.
All right, that's wonderful. I think it's great. I'm looking at the photo, and he really does look like Tupac Shakur. He really does. You and him, the picture of you and him, to me, you remind me of Nia Long in the picture of you and him. But when you look again at the full body shot, you don't look like her in your face. You know, you don't look like what your hair did that way. But here, you look just like, to me, Nia Long.
Wow, thank you. That's a very huge compliment. I love her.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So your mother had a dream for you, or a vision for you. She had such a strong vision for you that she named you after Raven Simone, her favorite character from the Cosby Show. I was just going to say, how do you feel about that, Raven Simone? Do you follow her career? Have you ever met her?
I do. No, I have not met her. But as far as, like, I feel like Raven Simone is literally the legend of Disney Channel. Like, I can't, like, That So Raven was, like, one of the best shows, and I'm so excited that they're actually bringing it back to That So Raven 2, which is great. I'm actually looking forward to it, even though I'm not in it. But, the way that she, like, just, you know, she's been working since she was, like, younger. I'm talking, like, power-wise. And the fact that she kept, like, she still maintained to stay relevant and to stay still working. To this day, she's still working, and that alone is just a motivation and inspiring to me. So I hope that my career, you know, is as far as, like, her work ethic and her impact.
Okay. All right. So you like to work with her. What I'm gathering, that could happen. So you're definitely on the rise. Spending green seeds and, which is, like I said, in Oprah's on that Lee Daniels, and she's real known for The Butler. So.
Yeah, and Empire, and yeah, the man is great.
Empire, yes. Okay. So the film is going to release on June 16th. I believe that's Tupac's birthday, and he would have been 46 years old. The film, the title, All Eyes on Me, don't know that. So have you landed any more roles?
After shooting All Eyes on Me, like, the thing, something that has premiered after that was Star, was the Lee Daniels Show. But I'm also working on something right now. I'm not, like, officially allowed to talk about it, but yeah, I have.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, all right. So you're working. That's a working actress, and you're young.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's
I'm blessed.
Part about things. So it's obvious that you're succeeding in acting. But is there anything else you would like to do? I know you're in your, I believe you said your last year at a university.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you do besides act?
Well, it's kind of the same field, but I plan on, like, getting more behind the scenes as far as, like, producing and getting more into, like, journalism and things of that nature. But that's, like, I say that's, like, 5-plus years from now, you know? Right now I'm just focused on acting. And then as my career, you know, progresses, I plan on getting more so behind the camera.
Okay. Behind the scenes. Okay. All right. That is great. So you would like to make movies of your own?
Yes,
You're a director or the person who does cameras, I mean, a producer?
Yes.
All three?
Yes, ma'am. Well, producing.
Okay.
Producing is my main focus.
Okay. That's great. And that's smart, too. Very smart. Okay. So what does your mother think about all of this and your family?
My mom is, like, my number one supporter. She's been my number one supporter from the get-go. You know, even when it didn't really seem as possible, it was just a vision, not necessarily, like, you know, an actual thing that was happening. She would always, and just my move to Atlanta, she was always very, very supportive of me and just told me that, you know, just the type of person I am, she know that is destined and it'll happen. Just keep going for it. So, yeah, if anybody, if there's anybody who I say who's been there from the get-go, it has been my mom. So thank her for that all the time.
Okay. That's wonderful. And it's good that you know that there's your mother that's in your corner that's really pulling for you and rooting for you and, you know, giving you positive things, positive energy. So that's great. I think that's wonderful for you to say that about your mother.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So even though you're working on a film now, I believe, who would you like to work with as an actor?
My dream.
Actor, female.
You said a male. You said a male, and a
actor.
Female, or a male?
Yes. Name both, if you can.
Okay, so for the female, it would be Viola Davis. Like, that's like, oh my God, I will probably like pass out before we even shoot the scene, but I hope that I'm able to get that opportunity, to get that opportunity in the future. And male actor, male actor. It's gonna sound cliche, but I say Will Smith.
He's a very good actor.
He is. I watch a lot of his inspirational videos, and that alone, like, you know, it just shows who he is as a person, and so he's like a phenomenal and a phenomenal actor. Yeah, I'd love to work with him one day.
I agree with you on that one. We got a few more minutes left in the interview, so for those of you who are listening, the interview is with Raven Simone Farrell, and she is an actress, up-and-coming actress, who has the role of Tupac Shakur's sister, which is a really big role. Tupac is, people are still talking about Tupac. People are still looking at him on YouTube. People are still trying to buy his CDs and movies he was in. So Tupac Shakur, I don't know how many of you don't know of him. He was very controversial also in his last week. Everybody didn't like some of his rap music, but I was always a fan. So, can you sing any?
Not well. I sing all the time, like in the shower, but it doesn't sound good.
Okay. All right, well. That's great. All right. You've already talked about your mother, and of course, we've talked about this year at a university. And you already have said that you cannot, you know, talk about this next thing or not, TV show that you're working on. Have you ever worked in television?
Have I ever worked in television?
Just television, not film.
Yeah, well, Greenleaf, a show produced by Oprah. I did an episode of that, and I also did an episode of Star, directed and created by Lee Daniels. So,
yeah, okay, all right, So you're getting ready to graduate. This is your last year.
Yes, it is. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, this is a perfect thing. Thanks. Okay.
As far as I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what are your plans now? Are you going to further your education, or are you going to take a break?
Yeah, I am taking a break. I am focusing on my career. When I graduate, that acting will be my main focus. So I'm going to do that for a few years because I feel like that's my purpose, the acting. So I do want to focus on that. Because it's never been a time where I could literally just put everything into acting. It's always been school and all that. So using this time to finally do what I always wanted to do.
We've always wanted that. But once again, your mother's vision has come true. All right. So, everyone who's been listening to Raven Simone Farrell, she is the trainer to Tupac Shakur's sister. And the film is to be released June 16, 2017, which is Tupac's birthday. June 16th is. So I encourage everyone to go out and see the movie. there's probably a lot about Tupac Shakur a lot of people didn't know. He's more than a rapper. He was more than a hip hop artist. And the gentleman that will be starring in Tupac, playing the role of Tupac, is Demetrius Shipp Jr. And he really looks like him a whole lot. I thank you for agreeing to come on the show to talk with Angela Butler, Raven Simone Farrell. I look forward to having you back.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You as well.
You too. Okay. All right, everyone, you were listening to the interview with Raven Simone. She is an up-and-coming actress who's been a pivotal role in Tupac Shakur's sister. The name of the film is All Eyes on Me. The director is Benny Boone, of course. And the film is released on Tupac's birthday, which is June 16th, and he would have been 46 years old had he died. But he's a very controversial person when he lived. But she, you know, it's a lot of things about Tupac people didn't know. She was even talking about poetry that he wrote. So I'm going to see the show. Don't nobody even know where I'm going. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Go out and buy my book, please, Inspirational Liberty Short Stories. If you can find it on Barnes & Noble website, or you can order it from a store. It can be found on Books A Million, Amazon. It can be found on all of those. So the ISBN for my book is 978-0-9970-0165-5. And the book can be bought on, like, once again, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. And to order it from the stores. So those of you who are looking to support my show and keep my show going, I would appreciate if you buy a copy. All right, everyone.